This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. The we tonight is me, Ian.
And Ian's favorite co-host, Johnny Ray.
You are definitely one of my favorites. It's hard to pick a favorite, Johnny Ray. Everybody has really great qualities that are different. And that's variety is the spice of life. And that's one of the reasons why I like having different voices on this show rather than just me and Mark all week long. So I'm grateful that you're here.
Thank you.
Mark is at his fireman's thing, I guess, tonight, so we probably won't be seeing him. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. I came across a story this weekend that is one of the most entertaining, one of the most shocking, I think, for some people at least. And I was blown away by this. This is great stuff. Have you heard about the Toronto mayor, Johnny Ray?
I have not.
Well, his name's Rob Ford, and according to both Gawker.com and also the Toronto Star, there are two reporters at the Toronto Star and one at Gawker.com who have been shown a video. Now, this video has the mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, who apparently is some kind of right-wing guy, smoking crack cocaine.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, the video is not available for you to watch right now. The reason why is because, according to these reporters, they were contacted by some men in the Somali drug trade, where they were then, they met with said men in, like, the back of a cab kind of situation, and were shown this video. Let me give you the story from Gawker.com's John Cook. Rob Ford, Toronto's conservative mayor, is a wild lunatic, given him making bizarre racist pronouncements and randomly slapping refrigerator magnets on cars. One reason for this is that he smokes crack cocaine. I know this because I watched him do it on a videotape. He was effing high.
Crack will do that.
It's for sale if you've got six figures. It began like this. We've made fun of Ford before for his bizarre pronouncements and nude pictures. Last week, we got a tip from someone claiming to have a videotape of Ford smoking crack. Would we like to buy it? Well, guess what? They've made themselves a Rob Ford crack starter. They're crowdsourcing $200,000 to buy and publish this video. And the last time I looked, which was earlier today, they had currently raised $80,000 of the $200,000.
When's the story from?
The story's fresh. This just hit the news on Thursday.
So it sounds like they're going to make their mark to me.
They may make the mark, and the person marketing the video may decide that, all right, yeah, 80's worth it, or 100,
or 100, yeah,
whatever they end up making it to. The tipster made the following claims. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford smokes crack cocaine. There is a video of Rob Ford smoking crack cocaine taken within the last 6 months. Rob Ford purchases his crack cocaine from a crew of Toronto drug dealers that service a veritable who's who of A-list Torontonians? Torontoites? This is his question. He doesn't know what to call them. Anyway, a lot of prominent people in Toronto purchase and enjoy crack and powder cocaine, and they all buy it from the same folks, folks that Ford buys it from. Ford's longtime friend, people on his staff, his brother, a prominent hockey analyst, and more.
Prominent hockey analyst.
And I fully believe these claims. I know that the media would like to portray crack smokers as a bunch of trailer park dwellers who, you know, have nothing to their name. But there's no reason why someone who isn't wealthy wouldn't smoke crack cocaine as well.
Yeah, if you're a big fan of cocaine, then a natural step or just a preference some people might have is to freebase it. It's probably more efficient and certainly more effective.
Yeah, I don't have any experience with cocaine, but I think you're right in your statements from what I understand about freebasing and all that. I think that crack cocaine is probably a really bad idea, just in case anybody gets a wrong message here. I don't think you should do what Rob Ford allegedly does. But let me go on with the story, because it sure is fun to catch politicians doing things like this, especially the ones that be in favor of the war on drugs. Those are extra fun to catch in the act like this. And it's pretty rare that you get them caught in the act. Usually
on video.
Yeah. So as evidence of his claims, our tipster provided a photo, which we have included in the article. Now, I will share this article on our Facebook page here shortly at facebook.freetalklive.com. It includes Rob Ford standing with, let's just say, some people who don't look like they would normally hang out with a right-wing mayor in this case. And I don't know if he's in a where he's at. Maybe it's the crack den. It's not real clear. But he looks like he's hanging out with the Somali gangsters in this case.
It's interesting that they're Somalian on account of Somalis, I believe, are predominantly Muslim. And Muslims don't drink, but they like to chew a leaf called khat. Yeah, so you know all about it. And khat is a stimulant. My reading tells me that it's similar to coca.
I was talking with Davi Barker, the Muslim agorist, this weekend, because he lives in the San Jose area and was at the event for Bitcoin Not Bombs, and we were talking about the Muslim view of drug use, and as you might imagine, it varies. So some argue that, you know, the term intoxicant only, you know, doesn't apply to all drugs, and there's different kind of subsets within the Muslim realm that think different things about whether or not there's a prohibition on using certain drugs. I thought that was interesting because I thought it was just a blanket prohibition across any kind of mood-altering substance.
Yeah, plus the Quran is in the Arab language, and I'm sure it doesn't say intoxicant. What does it say? You and I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. So here's another little detail about Rob Ford in this picture that you'll see when I post this on the Facebook page. So it shows Ford hanging out with a number of people. The gentleman standing to his right, flipping the cameraman the bird, is Anthony Smith. The other people in the photo are blurred out. You don't know who they are. But Anthony Smith is identifiable. Now, he was a 21-year-old college student and was killed 2 months ago outside a Toronto nightclub in a gangland-style shooting. A photo from CBC story on his murder is included in the story. Smith was, according to our tipster, a kid from the same neighborhood as the dealers who serve as Ford, and this photo was taken while Ford was going to the neighborhood to purchase and smoke crack cocaine. Now, if you're curious about the photo's veracity, they also include another photo from the National Post of Mr. Ford wearing the very same sweatshirt. So, the picture that he's in with the alleged Somali gangsters, he's wearing the same shirt as he's wearing when he was out on official photo shoot for the National Post. So, in case anyone were to say, oh no, that's not, you know, you've got somebody who looks like Rob Ford, that's not Rob Ford, it's a close enough photo where anyone who knows what he looks like can tell it's him, but in addition, they've confirmed that he actually owns the very same sweatshirt.
And before we go on, I wanted to say that Marion Barry, the mayor of Washington, D.C., was videotaped smoking crack cocaine.
Was he on video? That's right.
Yeah.
Long time ago, though. What was that, in the early, mid-90s? When did that happen?
I think so. I just looked it up and just read the Google headline.
It's like, I remember being aware of that news when it was out there, but I remember I must have been pretty young when that happened. So you don't really hear about crack-smoking mayors too often, and you certainly don't get video of it. And in this case, we don't have it yet, but let's talk more about what happened here with him being shown the video. So needless to say, he writes, this is again Gawker.com, the story intrigued me. I asked the tipster for a screen grab of the video to verify that he had what he claimed to have. He refused. If I wanted to see the video, I was going to have to go to Toronto. He sounded confident enough, certain things that he told me checked out. So, off I went. Toronto's lovely. Our first effort to meet up at a Toronto bus station at night fizzled. The tipster was there, but the person who actually had possession of the video was a no-show. The tipster and I, it sounds like you're trying to buy drugs. I mean, it sounds like that kind of shady, you don't know where, you know, when this person's going to show up, let's wait around for a while situation.
Yeah, well, it seems like it could be a kind of a high-stakes situation.
Absolutely. And these guys are probably being very cautious.
We like to keep our city clean, eh?
The tipster and I retired to a coffee shop to talk Toronto politics and Rob Ford's curious history, his rise as sort of an oddly drunken, brazenly honest conservative voice in a decidedly liberal and polite city. It was a nice night, but I was beginning to worry I'd been had. We'll tell the rest of his story here in a few moments. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And the link will be in here, by the way, if you want to contribute to the Crack Starter and help them buy this video of this mayor smoking crack from the Somali drug lords. 855-453, this is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The Rob Ford Crack Starter is currently at $97,490. They're looking to raise $200,000, so the Gawker website, Gawker.com, will be able to purchase a video from some Somali drug dealers of the City of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford smoking crack cocaine.
The crack starter might try accepting some alternative forms of currency. Maybe they'll have even more luck.
They're using a website called Indiegogo. I can't say I have familiarity with what sort of currency they will accept. But considering they've been raising funds for this for less than a week now, I'd say they're on track to make this a doable.
Yeah, 100,000, sure.
Yeah, they could pull this off. Now, the thing that concerns me is, all right, so far you've got a situation that's kind of sketchy. We're just getting into the details on what this was like for this guy writing on the article at Gawker to actually see this video. It's kind of got a sketchy feel to it, as it should be. You're dealing with people who are criminal underworld folks, probably, and yeah, drug dealers, they're not always trustworthy, and that's kind of part of the black market. Sometimes you can find some trustworthy ones, but sometimes you get some real bad apples.
Yeah, I think being ruthless is very helpful when you're in that business.
Especially the higher up you go, especially with harder drugs, and crack's a pretty hard drug, so I'd be really concerned. If I were able to raise that $200,000, I'd be really concerned with how to transfer said $200,000 to these Somali drug lords.
Alternative currencies.
I was thinking, man, Bitcoin could really help out in this situation. Not only could it help the guy writing for Gawker stay safe from not being robbed, but it could also help the Somali drug lords buy some new supply. Because they could just go on the Silk Road, or actually there are other websites on Tor that sell bulk. Like, you can get some bulk on Silk Road, but there are other sites where I guess that happens a little bit more often with people that kind of have more of an interaction with one another. It's probably far more risky that way. But anyway, let me get back to the story. It's from Gawker.com. I have posted it over at the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter. And, by the way, I want to remind you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you need collections done, then SACL can help you out. I don't know if they can collect from Somali drug dealers who rip you off in the back of a taxi cab.
Well done.
But SACL, you know, with legitimate debts that you've got evidence of, that kind of thing, these guys can help. And they do it with respect. They'll do it in a way that'll keep your clients down the line so everybody, you know, you get paid, keep your clients, everybody wins. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. And so he's in Toronto. This is the Gawker author, John Cook. He's in Toronto. He's tried to meet up with this tipster. He met the tipster, but the guy with the video didn't show. It was a no-show. That's it's always going to be a bummer. Well, he stuck it out. Next morning, I connected again, he says, with the tipster. He was going to locate the owner of the video, he told me, and last night there had been a mix-up. The video was being stored in a safe place, but the person who had access to the safe place had briefly disappeared, and so the owner couldn't get access to the safe place to get the device on which the video was stored. By the morning, however, the tipster and the owner had located the person who had access to the safe place. This was going to happen. Checkout time was at noon. My flight was at 7:30 p.m. I loitered around downtown Toronto checking out the mall until I got the text. We were to meet up at a chain restaurant near the airport. The tipster picked me up from the restaurant and drove me to a housing development. The owner of the video would meet us there. We sit idling in the car, making small talk. The tipster calls the owner and talks in language other than English. He'll be right down, he says. 15 minutes pass. Waiting for the elevator, he says. 10 minutes pass. A young gentleman opens the rear door of the car and gets in. The two men speak in a language other than English. The young gentleman immediately exits the vehicle. No video. The tipster looks at me. The battery is dead. The young gentleman, the owner of the video, needed to go back upstairs to charge the battery on the device that contained the video. We wait. More small talk. The owner of the video returns. He thrusts a device, a phone with a touchscreen, in my face. Can I hold it? I ask. No. I crane my neck. It plays. Here is what the video shows. Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto, is the only person visible in the frame. Prior to the trip, I spent a lot of time looking at photographs of Rob Ford. The man in the video is Rob Ford. It is well lit, clear. Ford is seated in a room in a house. In one hand is a clear glass pipe, the kind with a big globe and two glass cylinders sticking out of it. In the other hand is a lighter. A slurred voice off camera is ranting about Canadian politics and what sounds like an attempt to goad Ford. Pierre Trudeau was a faggot, is the one phrase that the lodges in my mind, that he allegedly said, that Ford said. Ford, pipe in one hand and lighter in the other, is laughing and mildly protesting at the sacrilege. He seems to keep trying to light the pipe, but keeps stopping to laugh. He is red-faced and sweaty, heaving with each breath. Finally, he finds his moment and lights up. he inhales. Now, according to the Toronto Star, whose reporters I've also seen, or excuse me, whose reporters have also seen the video, they say that it's Justin Trudeau, Pierre's son and the leader of the Liberal Party in Canada, and not Pierre himself, or it's not Pierre getting called a faggot. It's hard to keep all these Canadians apart. The Star also has Ford himself, and not the off-screen voice, making the faggot remark, though that's not how I remember it. In one move, the owner stops the video and draws the device back into his pocket. "You took this?" I ask. "Yes." "When?" "Within the last 6 months." "You're sure it's crack?" "Yes." "You've seen him smoke crack before?" "Yes." "Got a jet." And he's gone. So that was a video of the mayor of Toronto smoking crack. The trouble is, the owner wants money. More money than I'm willing to pay. The tipster's already reached out to one other news outlet, a Canadian organization he has refused to name, which offered $40,000. The owner rejected that. He thinks he can get six figures. It's unlikely he's going to get six figures. Well, that's what he said before he started the crack starter, because now they're almost to $100,000. "But now I'm going to try," he says. The tipster wants this video out, and Rob Ford needs to be held to account. The owner just wants money, preferably enough to get out of town after this blows up, since he doesn't think it'll be safe for him. The tipster and I both fear that, and imagine how dangerous of a situation this is. I mean, this guy is the mayor of Toronto, one of the major cities in North America, and they know now that on the street somewhere are people with a video that could be very, very damaging. I mean, already this news is probably damaging him to some extent, but
whew. Yeah. Politicians of every level have demonstrated that they're not above using force to achieve their ends. That's the definition of a politician these days.
Exactly. So this isn't just the mayor of Toronto smoking crack cocaine, says Gawker. This is Toronto Confidential. There are a host of important local officials wrapped up in this drug ring. 60 Minutes? No. Dateline NBC? No. Inside Edition? No. National Enquirer? No. CNN? Maybe. Well, no. When I emailed an acquaintance at CNN this afternoon laying out much of the same information I've offered above and asking for discretion and confidentiality lest we screw up a pretty effing great story about the mayor of the fifth largest city in North America smoking crack cocaine on camera, he then forwarded the email to his producer. The producer in turn asked CNN's Canada reporter about it, the Canadian reporter, and this was a pretty effing big mistake, called a source who used to work in Ford's office. Within 40 minutes, word had gotten back to me that CNN called Ford's office asking about a crack tape. And so here we are. So the whole using discretion thing didn't work out very well. The owner still hasn't found a buyer with pockets deep enough to meet his demands, but word is out around Toronto that the tape exists, and Ford's circle knows about it courtesy of the CNN reporter. So with permission, I'm laying out everything I know about the Rob Ford crack tape in the hopes that everyone knows that Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto, smokes crack, and B, that this knowledge might hasten the arrival of the Rob Ford crack tape on the internet and broadcast television, because really, it is something to behold. 855 453. Your thoughts on crack smoking mayors. Free Talk Live.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and body extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for a long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And don't forget, lots of great things are available to you right now at the Bitcoin Store. Bitcoin Store was at the Bitcoin conference this weekend. They had Ask a Bitcoin Expert set up at their booth, which was a very wide booth. They obviously, you know, are doing very well over at Bitcoin Store. They actually even show you at the top of their website how much total sales they've had within the last quarter year, if I'm not mistaken. So you can go and actually see how well they're doing. Now, they have over 500,000 items. They're available for immediate shipment. And at this time, they're at a 0% markup. So you probably can get the best deal from Bitcoin Store. I mean, by all means, shop around, but definitely check Bitcoin Store and see what their price is.
Yeah, I think you'll probably get the best deal at Bitcoin Store. Bitcoin Store, I looked at it when we first started advertising it, and mm-hmm. I saw they had a section. It's all electronics, right?
Mostly. There's a few things on there that are not electronic, but yeah, mostly consumer electronics.
Well, I saw a category called musical instruments on Bitcoin Store, and I went and looked, and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to take up the viola that I put down low these many years ago, and I'm going to buy it with Bitcoin. But these musical instruments were not wooden. They were, I don't know, they were mixers or something. Mm-hmm. I can't exactly remember, but they were electronics. But I learned in the past couple of days, I think it's breaking in the Bitcoin world, that a business called Gift, G-Y-F-T, sells online gift cards. You can buy them now with Bitcoins. They've got a whole bunch of retailers from Amazon to Burger King to I don't know what.
You should pitch them on buying some advertisements from us, Johnny Ray.
All right, I will.
Because that sounds like a cool service, but Bitcoin Store actually buys ads with us. So go to bitcoinstore.com, and, you know, they don't have everything. So maybe if, you know, they don't have what you're looking for, you'll have to go through Gift or something like that. If you have to spend your bitcoins on something. Although, for me, spending bitcoins is a real difficult proposition. Like, I don't want to spend my bitcoins. I want to hold on to those things.
I know, because you're selfish, and you only care about yourself, and you don't care about Bitcoin. Now, let me finish my evangelizing Bitcoin quickly. I bought a violin with bitcoins.
Through the Gift site.
Right, I bought a violin from Amazon.com with bitcoins. Freetalklive.amazon.com or something like that.
Shop.freetalklive.com.
That's where I went.
Yeah, that's where you want to go if you want to shop at Amazon. And obviously, you know, check around. But if you the reason why you're going to get the best deal over a Bitcoin store is because of the 0% markup. And for me, that was the incentive to actually consider spending bitcoins was, in order for me to spend bitcoins, it's got to be cheaper in bitcoins than it's going to be in dollars. If I'm going to pay for something on the internet and I have the choice between dollars and bitcoins, I'm going to spend my dollars because I have no incentive to spend the bitcoins. But if the price is actually lower with bitcoins and I, you know, I look, oh, well, I need to get a new laptop, and I can go to bitcoinstore.com and get that laptop for however much less it would be if it's worth the effort to convert over, then I will definitely buy from bitcoinstore.com.
Right. I'll spend bitcoins on something that I consider maybe a life-changing purchase. I'm probably not going to be buying any Burger King gift cards with bitcoins.
Right.
But maybe I'll buy a house or a car or a violin.
It'd be awesome to buy a house with bitcoins, and I bet we're going to start to see more of that in the future. Anyway, bitcoinstore.com is the easiest way for you to convert your bitcoins into real-world items. So go now to bitcoinstore.com, and you get free shipping as well. So if you order over $100 worth of products, free shipping. If it's under 100, then it's a flat $5 shipping rate, which is also still a pretty decent deal for shipping. So bitcoinstore.com, and we're talking about Rob Ford. He is the mayor of Toronto, and he's in a bit of hot water right now, considering there are some Somali drug dealers who have video of him smoking crack. Now, in the video, according to The Star, we're sharing with you a Gawker story. Gawker is trying to raise $200,000 to buy this video. It's not currently available online anywhere. But boy, if Gawker gets a hold of it, then you can better believe it's going to be online. And they want to raise this cash. They're up to $100,000. I put the link on our Facebook page. But the guy didn't really give a good description of the video. That's because he only got to see it once. He said he was sure it was Rob Ford smoking crack, the Toronto mayor. But the Star reporters that they showed it to saw it three times. So here's their description. It appears to show Ford in a room, sitting in a chair, wearing a white shirt, top buttons open, inhaling from what appears to be a glass crack pipe. Ford is incoherent, trading jibes with an off-camera speaker who goads the clearly impaired mayor by raising topics including Liberal leader Justin Trudeau and the Don Bosco high school football team that Ford coaches. "I'm effing right wing," Ford appears to mutter at one point. "Everyone expects me to be right wing. I'm just supposed to be this great." And his voice trails off. Another point, he is heard calling Trudeau a fag. Later in the 90-second video, he's asked about the football team, and he appears to say, though he is mumbling, that they are just effing minorities. The Star had no way to verify the authenticity of the video, which does appear to show Ford clearly in a well-lit room. And the Star was told the video was shot during the past winter, and given the general location of the house at which it was shot. Now, at the time of them going to press, they say that they were unable to get his staff to comment on the story. However, later on, they did. And, of course, they're refusing to discuss the specifics of said video. Rob Ford calls the allegations ridiculous. And according to The Star, he turned down three chances on Friday to address the specifics of media reports about a video in which he appears to smoke crack and utter an anti-gay slur. As the reports by The Star and the website Gawker rocketed around the world and counselors of all stripes implored Ford to discuss them in detail, the mayor quietly told reporters in his Etobicoke driveway that unspecified allegations were absolutely not true and ridiculous. Now, has he read the news?
About there being video of it?
Yeah. Does he believe that the Star reporters and the Gawker reporter are concocting this story just to make him look bad?
It doesn't matter what he says now because nobody's going to remember. They're not going to, if it turns out later that the video comes out and everybody knows that he was on video, they're going to be interested in the fact that he's on video smoking crack, not mm-hmm. that he said 2 weeks ago that it wasn't true, is my prediction.
I see what you're saying, but really, the only people who would possibly believe this are true followers, right? So, I mean, if he's got a core group of real hardcore right-wingers that are his followers, for lack of a better term, then all he has to do is just brush this off and say, this is nonsense! And he'll hope that these people haven't actually taken the time to investigate the claims that these reporters are making, that maybe, you know, they just heard a rumor about him smoking crack and they haven't read the actual details of the story. Maybe that would satiate those people. But anyone who's read these stories, I mean, would anyone who's actually read these stories with a somewhat open mind listen to him and believe a word that he's saying? I have no reason to distrust three separate journalists in this case.
But as far as the true believers go, I don't think that. I mean, look at Rush Limbaugh. What I was going to say was, I don't think they're going to care. Limbaugh was clearly against the use of illegal drugs. He said that people should go to jail, and that would help them.
And he's a total hypocrite.
And then he got caught taking prescription painkillers.
Correct.
And that's kind of where I parted ways with him, because I thought
was
a wonderful opportunity for him to do a little soul searching and change his mind about something.
But he didn't.
And he's not as big as he was then, I think.
He's having a tough time these days, I think, especially because of his comments that he made about, I think it was Sandra Fluke, when he called that one lady a slut
right.
last year. And that's still resonating as far as making it difficult for him to get national advertisers and that sort of thing. You know, Rush can only stay on top for so long, and he's been on top for a long time.
Right, a long time.
So, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you live in Toronto, and you've got some inside scoop on what's going on with the mayor there.
Marion Barry is hugely popular in D.C. now.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, maybe he can bounce back from this, but he does look a little bouncy. He's a big guy. 855-453. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire 3-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Thank you. If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toronto Mayor Rob Ford caught on video smoking what is alleged to be crack cocaine, and given the amount of difficulty that the people who have the video are putting these reporters through to get it, and the shifty situations and the kind of questionable meeting circumstances, the $200,000 that they want for the video, I believe their claim. I believe this guy absolutely is smoking crack. What would the excuse, what could it possibly be otherwise than that? I mean, the video shows clearly, according to the reporters, it is not yet available for you and I to see.
And you weren't looking at screen caps earlier?
No, I'm just going by what the reporters here are saying. There's one from Gawker and two from the Toronto Star that were shown it. The Toronto Star reporters were shown it three times, and they say it is clearly the mayor in this case. And the Toronto, I believe it was Gawker? Yeah, I think Gawker actually cites the attorney for the mayor claiming, well, how can you prove what he's smoking? Even if I guess they're not admitting that they're not admitting the tape exists, and the attorney is someone who sent them an email and they can't verify it actually came from his attorney. So, yeah, it's true. If you show someone smoking from a pipe on video, you can't prove what's in it. That much is true, so therefore, Ford doesn't have to be concerned about being arrested for this. It's just his political career that's in jeopardy.
Right, and he said some things that he doesn't want people hearing him say.
Probably not. And, in fact, the last thing that he says in the video, which I didn't get to here in the Star article, they kind of give you a rundown of what he says, and so after he insults a gay man who's in politics and talks about his football team, he looks at the man with the video camera, which apparently was probably a cell phone, and the phone rings. Ford looks at the camera and says something like, "That better not be on," and then the phone shuts off. But I doubt he remembers that happening because he was probably high as a kite. Now, the kind of pipe he's smoking from sounds like a crack pipe. The description that they're giving, it does not sound as though it is a marijuana pipe or something like that. It sounds like a crack pipe. And yes, it could be something else in there besides crack. But, you know, whatever it is, it's probably something that's, you know, pretty unusual. I'm just saying. And these are the Somali drug dealers who allegedly service the A-list people in Toronto, the mayor, some of his staff members, his brother, who apparently is also involved in politics. Actually, in this Star article, they say that he and his brother apparently have a radio show on in the area. And what do you know? They decided to take their show off the air.
Oh, they took it off or they just canceled it for a one app?
Well, so far, it's the first episode that hasn't been on. They did cancel this most recent episode, from what I understand. And I imagine they're going to continue canceling them because everyone's going to want to ask about this when they call in.
Now, Ian, do you have something against the guy who wants to smoke a little crack?
Not at all. If you know, I think it's probably a really bad idea. I don't think it's good for your health. You could have a heart attack. It's just not good, from what I can tell, to engage in smoking crack. So I would recommend against it. But if you want to spend your time and money smoking crack, as long as you aren't hurting anybody while you do so, you know, don't get in your car and go on some crazy crack drive and, you know, smash into some kid. As long as you're not hurting anybody and you're doing it comfortably in a safer location, then it's none of my business what you do.
Right, I agree with you on that. And the only reason I'm looking down my nose at Rob Ford is because he's the mayor of Toronto. Presumably, Toronto police are arresting people for the possession of cocaine. Cocaine in Canada is a Schedule I drug, and I don't know anything about drug laws there or really here, but I understand I know a little bit. Possession carries a maximum 7-year sentence. So the possession of a Schedule I drug carries a maximum 7-year sentence. Mm. So he's locking people up for what he has allegedly done. And that's so disgusting.
It's the height of hypocrisy, or the depths of hypocrisy, whichever way you want to look at it. But it is it's horrible for another human being to take such a hypocritical, corrupted position. And I'm very excited to see what happens with this crack starter. They are giving you some interesting incentives, you know, the Kickstarter things where people are trying to raise money to do their lifelong dream project or, you know, raise money to film a documentary or something like that. These things normally have bonuses, right? So if you give a certain amount, then you get something in return for supporting. So according to the
commentary track,
the crack starter, according to the perks
filmographers
section, if you donate $5, the good people at the House of Anasazi Press will email you an ebook compendium of Ford's most outrageous statements and lowest moments. And I've got a list of some of these here that we can get a little bit into detail about Rob Ford and some of the things that he's done. Because, you know, we don't live in Toronto. Things about this sort of news don't tend to escape too far beyond where you might normally live. If you give $25, you get the Little Book of Rob Ford Part 2. This one is sold out. There have already been 100 out of those 100 that were offered that were claimed, which is, I guess, the sequel to the outrageous statements of Rob Ford, some of the things he's done. So this guy said so many ridiculous things, they've made books out of it, kind of like they did with George Bush a few times. $75, you get a public thank you from the Gawker Twitter account, unless you'd like to remain anonymous. 21 people have signed up for that one. For $150, you'll get a signed Canadian flag by one of the Gawker artists or something. And then $200, you get a commemorative print, which is a limited edition hand-drawn digital painting of Rob Ford smoking crack cocaine by the Gawker art director. Now, this will obviously only be available if they actually successfully get the video. $1,000 gets you dinner with the Gawker staff at a public restaurant in New York City. And then at $10,000, you will actually get the Rob Ford crack iPhone. For $10,000, they will give you the actual iPhone that was used to record the video. And this perk is, of course, contingent on the deal actually happening as they hope that it will.
Are you going to be contributing?
You know what? I actually thought about doing that last night. I hadn't gotten around to it. I might throw $5 in. I think it'd be worth $5 to see a 90-second video of the mayor of Toronto smoking crack.
Sure.
Does that make me a bad guy?
No.
What about you, Johnny Ray?
You're just in pursuit of the truth.
Well, I believe the claims. Like, I mean, that's enough of a claim to me to have three different reporters reporting the exact same thing. So I believe it to be true, but I just would enjoy seeing that. There would be something about that I would find enjoyable. Doesn't make me sick or twisted or anything like that?
I'm going to have to think about that.
What about you, Johnny Ray? Would you put the money up for this? What would you put in if so?
Goodness. I would put in $10 if I would. But
$10.
But
so you'd go in twice what I would.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna, so.
Because you don't have the $10?
No, I got the $10, but I got better things to
better
spend
things
it
to
on.
Do with it. That's true.
I think I might. I'm gonna go get like a ten rock or something.
I don't. I can't say I've really. I mean, I'm sure there's video of people smoking crack on YouTube, but I don't know if I've ever seen anyone smoking crack before, except in some sort of dramatized on Hollywood movies fashion. So
I've seen it.
You've seen people in real life smoke crack or on video?
I've seen it in real life.
Oof, man. That sounds really good.
I grew up
intense.
On the hard streets of Asheville, North Carolina.
So, yeah, that's the news about Rob Ford. They're not talking right now. Maybe you're in Toronto. You've got some news about this. And the funny thing was, I actually encountered somebody at the Bitcoin conference. We were talking about this. And
smoking crack.
No, thank goodness, no. I hope no one was smoking crack at the Bitcoin conference. But this gentleman told me that that he lives in Toronto and that this Rob Ford is like this really great mayor. So I don't know what to think. I mean, maybe he has some good fiscal policies or something like that. I didn't get all the details on exactly how that pans out, but
he's very animated and jolly and energetic.
He does do silly things, according to a list posted on... this is the comment section of the Gawker article. Somebody's really got a nice rundown here of a few of the things that he's done. He said in April of 2013 that we need more females in politics. He then invited women to call him if they would like him to explain how politics works over coffee. In April of 2013, he walks face first into a camera while attempting to evade reporters at City Hall. Grabbing his eyes, he says, man, holy Christ. Holy, guys, have some respect. You just hit me in the face with a camera. The incident has been mocked by U.S. late night host Jimmy Kimmel. In March of 2013, the stars Robin Doolittle and Kevin Donovan report that staff members have tried to get Ford to seek help for alcohol abuse, and that Ford was asked to leave a military gala in February because organizers were concerned he was intoxicated. Ford doesn't address the specifics of the story, but he calls the star reporters pathological liars and the article an outright lie.
Well, one thing cocaine will do is allow you to drink way more alcohol than you otherwise could.
855-453 is the toll-free number. What do you know about this guy? I mean, is he really the great politician that the guy at the Bitcoin conference said that he was? Or is he a crack-smoking hypocrite? You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour 2 is next, plus an update on the Guatemala.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.